Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grappling with Ray. Today, I'm excited because I'm going to be talking about one of the newest wrestling promotions to come out of New England, Pro Wrestling Grind. I'm going to give a rundown of quick facts you should know going into a grind show, and then I'm going to be giving some results from their first three shows, as well as looking at some of their recurring talent. And of course, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to seeing this promotion in person. However, due to some scheduling conflicts, myself and my party will not be present at their upcoming show, Gods and Monsters, but I will be giving you a preview of their match card and telling you how to get any tickets that may be remaining so that you can support this company that is still in its first year of operations. Because pro wrestling deserves growth, and the community of talent and fans deserve a healthy number of alternatives. Pro Wrestling Grind was started by two young professional wrestlers, Rip Bison and Del Miexo. You may remember Rip for his many appearances with Limitless Wrestling, including his epic cost fight with Slade after January event, Cut Loose. Del Miexo has had a bit more exposure as a tag team competitor. Appearing alongside her sister as Team C-Stars, Delmi has worked for Limitless, Impact Wrestling, MLW, and AEW. She is also, at the time of this recording, one half of the Shimmer Tag Team Champions, having held the title for over 800 days, albeit with only 3 defenses due to the COVID inactivity. Both Rip and Delmi have expressed respect for the Japanese pro wrestling style and have stated their ambition for Pro Wrestling Grind to become the company that brings that style to a Western audience. That ambition can be seen in how the promotion presents itself. A logo with Japanese kanji, an entrance with sliding doors and smoke similar to what one may see in New Japan, and their announcer, Ethan Scott, also from Limitless Wrestling Acclaim, calling competitors from a red and black corner respectively. One con from my perspective is the fast flashing multicolored lights, which give me bad memories of that infamous Pokemon episode that induced mass seizures and turned Porygon into the black sheep of the family. Given they only really strike a quarter of the audience, but it's something to be aware of when you're being seated. If you can see some lights pointed your way and you're epileptic or photosensitive, be prepared to look down and cover them peepers as the competitors make their entrances. While Grind features a variety of competitors and thus a variety of styles, there is an emphasis placed on hard-hitting, strong-style offense. The first ever match put under the Grind banner was Kevin Koo versus Matt Mikowski, with Kevin Koo representing the martial arts group Violence is Forever, and Mikowski having strikes that are feared throughout New England, the strong style certainly shined. Hard strikes, chops, grinding submissions, pun unintended, kept the audience's attention all the way to Matt Mikowski pulling off the victory. Before I take a full dive into the shows Grind has put forth so far, no independent promotion would be complete without a town to call home. Limitless has Yarmouth, APW has Newburyport, Impulse has Windsor, and Pro Wrestling Grind has East Hampton, Massachusetts. Specifically, the Pulaski Club has been their exclusive venue for the beginning of their operations. This location has easy access, being located near the interstate, making an easy hour and a half drive from Sullivan County, New Hampshire. With shows that tend to run from 7 p.m. to as early as 9:30 p.m., maybe more like 10 if you account for the intermission. This is an easily accessible venue for New England fans who are looking for an exciting show without the necessity of an overnight stay. Alright guys, we are going to dive into the results of prior shows, and I'll give you my thoughts on the product overall. First up, we have Who Made Who, which was their first ever event that took place October 22nd, 2021. We got 7 matches here. Matt Mikowski defeats Kevin Koo. Perry Von Vicious defeats Brandon Watts, who was accompanied by Randy Summers. Davian defeated Becca. Rip Bison defeated Travis Huckabee. Alec Price defeated Cabana Man Dan. Logan Black defeated Merc, and the main event defeated MSP. This show was bookended by some great contests, with the promoters hoping to start the show off hot and leave the crowd wanting more after the 7-match card. Matt Mikowski main event getting wins over established acts like Kevin Koo and MSP raises the eyebrow. In Kevin Koo, it may simply be that Kevin wasn't likely going to be available for future bookings, so it would be better for the company in the long term to put over a star who was going to be a recurring act. MSP, while not necessarily a strong style tag team, losing in the main event was an all-around shocker. I'm curious to see what's in store for them, as they did state after the match that they are looking forward to helping build the tag team division in Grind and getting their win back. Davey End going over in the first ever women's match wasn't a surprise, as she is certainly more a fit for the style the company wants to promote than Becca. That said, these two have been dance partners before, so the chemistry was clear. There were plenty of acts that I was watching for the very first time when I caught the replay of this event on IWTV. Merc has a unique look, as does Logan Black, and their Hoss fight put the crowd on their feet more than once. While there wasn't a flashy finish, there was a good story told. They had thrown everything at one another, and this match was won by endurance, as Logan Black could hold on just a bit longer than Merc, gaining the 3 count after a major clothesline that left Merc shaky-legged after the match. Besides the feel-good moments of Rip getting a win both in the ring and as a promoter, and Ashley Vox being spotted at ringside supporting her sister's debut as a promoter, the other matches were of little note. So with that said, we're going to move on to the second show, which took place a month later, November 20th, 2021, titled You Better Run. We got in the first match, the main event defeated the Shook Crew, then Davey End defeated Jordan Blade. Perry Von Vicious defeated the Ghetto Samurai, Nolo Catano. Rip Bison defeated Jay Freddy. MSP defeated Culture Incorporated. Travis Huckabee defeated Myung Jae Lee. I might have butchered that name, I apologize. Matt Mikowski defeated The Prize, Alec Price. The second show, and I've got to say, what a difference a month can make. They've pulled back on the intensity of the lighting, which eases my concerns for the photosensitive viewers. They've made improvements to their entrance screen, making it easier for the crew to open and close the doors for the talent. It honestly looked like this was a completely different venue to me, though it more than likely was just a different room as it's still at the Pulaski Club. But it did look considerably bigger with standing room available. And while white walls might turn some off, I see a blank canvas that doesn't distract from the action going on in the ring at all. And the action between the ropes was more in line with what Rip and Delmi had described as their vision for what this company will represent. It seemed like there was more of a focus on building the brand than there was with the first show. The announced team placed emphasis on win-loss records, with the first half of the show seeing talents becoming 2-0. Main Event, Davey End are being established as leaders in their respective divisions. I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about Perry Von Vicious. I was excited to see Nolo Catano make his Grind debut, but the human monster truck managed to defeat him in a strong back-and-forth contest. The crowd seems to be behind Perry, so perhaps there's something I'm missing. Rip Bison manages to keep strong showings in his matches, this time taking on Jay Freddy. Now, I've never heard of Jay before myself, but the announced team was very well versed in his credentials, immediately taking the time to establish him as a threat to the Ripper for the streaming audience. Rip is someone to pay attention to in this promotion. As the co-promoter, Rip has a vision for this company, so when he competes, every strike he gives and takes is a building block for this company. He comes out on top, adding himself to the list of undefeated talents. He's a strong face, and I do not foresee his act growing stale anytime soon. Now, where these leaders can go from here is currently unknown. I did get to participate in an open Q&A the promoters hosted on Instagram, and after asking them if there were any plans for the creation of titles, they played a little coy. They stated that there were no concrete plans at the time, but they did have alternative ideas for rewarding exceptional talent. Maybe there's going to be a signature tournament if the company's this future. Maybe talent will be presented with trophies or medals instead of a traditional strap. Who knows? The second half of the card saw developments as MSP kept their promise to get their win back. Travis Huckabee defeats Myung Jae Lee in a true showcase of strong style, with the referee even having to get between the competitors, as it almost devolved into a full-blown brawl. After getting the win, Travis would return to the ring to continue the assault when Perry Von Vicious would make the save, challenging Huckabee to a future battle. And speaking of developing leaders of the promotion, Matt Mikowski seems to be getting the nod as the Star Killer. After defeating Kevin Koo in the first ever Grind match, Matt Mina then in the second show against Alec Price. And not only did Matt get the win, he did it without any doubt, forcing Alec to submit to an armbar that appeared to do some serious damage, possibly dislocating Alec's shoulder in the process. While we faded to black shortly after, I was left looking forward to seeing who Matt Mikowski would take on next, what Grind has in store for their divisions, and how the promoters will continue to develop their brand moving forward. Okay, so there's only one more show before we start looking in the future, and that show happened January 21st, 2022, and it was titled Overkill. All right, and this is their first ever eight match card, so keep that in mind. Rip Bison defeats Warhorse to open the show. Warhorse. Matt Mikowski defeated Robert Martyr. Davian defeated Ava. J. Freddy defeated J.D. Drake. Alec Price defeated Ryan Mooney. Logan Black defeated Ryan Gallione. Milk Chocolate defeated MSP. And in the main event, Travis Huckabee defeated Perry Von Vicious. Well, the colored strobe light returned for this show, but what can I say? I've always been a man who appreciates the less is more approach. This show continued the trend of building the brand, and we start to get a clearer picture of which stars this company wants to focus on. Rip Bison got to book himself against top indie star Warhorse and pull off the win. Now, I'm gonna digress here. Sometimes it can be a slippery slope when you're booking yourself, but Rip does have two things going for him. One being that he is only one half of the booking force, so there is a never party to keep him in check, and the other is that he is a hometown favorite, so his victories aren't unwarranted from a booking perspective thus far. Combine this winning streak with his hometown pop, and there is sure to be major heat for whomever is the first person to defeat the Ripper in the grind ring. Matt Mikowski and Davian continue their respective winning streaks as well. Robert Martyr is a good hooker, and Ava has enough charisma to make the crowd invested before the match even begins, so these matches did a good enough job maintaining the momentum of the show. J. Freddy came back to grind and earned a victory over J.D. Drake. I was very happy to see J.D. Drake working here. He's definitely a strong fit for the brand, which he was more than happy to put on display when he tossed J. Freddy into the barricade so hard it gave way under the force. J. Freddy was able to earn his first grind victory after a major Hoss fight, though. This binging of grind content has been good to me for new talent, but J. Freddy has certainly left a mark, and I hope to see more of them in future shows. As we move on to the second half of the show, I have to be honest. My attention was wavering. Alec Price earned a win, which is good to build him back up after his main event loss the prior show. Logan Black via Ryan Gallione, but these two matches just did not have anything that stood out to me. No moment that managed to shake me from my fatigue. I don't want to deter you. I know these guys can pull off a good match when needed. Perhaps it's simply a combination of not knowing enough about them, plus my own general fatigue that comes with such a high-energy event. Still, from my personal opinion, these two matches just did not reach the standard that the four matches before them had set. In the following match, MSP took on Milk Chocolate. For those who aren't familiar with that team, it is actually Brandon Watts and Randy Summers. So we have seen them in grind before. It's just their first time as a tag team for this promotion. And let me tell you, working as a tag team, it shows in their improvement. MSP is always going to be a difficult team to beat. They're not in the PWI top 50 tag teams for no reason. That said, Milk Chocolate was able to pull off this victory. Now, what I will say is a bit concerning was the lack of main event in this show. They're a popular enough act that they simply may have been unavailable for this show, by hope with how much momentum they have that they will come back, and I kind of want them to have a rematch of MSP, or maybe against Milk Chocolate. Now, finally, the main event of the show, also, the only match to have any build to it outside of Twitter. This match hit different from the others. Both Perry and Travis have had time to establish themselves with this audience and to establish who's the big face, who's the major heel. This match also had a different vibe to it because it's the first match in this company's history to get some color, which is surprising considering the strong style that the company likes to promote. But I will say, I gotta say, they have to put the image of Travis Huckabee bleeding from his eye on some merch. I feel like that's a good opportunity for some marketing, my friend. Now, I was genuinely shocked to see Travis win, but the booking of the finish was well done. We've now established that it's in the rules of the promotion that the referee can stop the match and call for a TKO should a wrestler be deemed unable to defend themselves. Common sense would say that's a rule, but some promotions forego it altogether. In doing this finish and tying it into the story the two performers were telling, neither man loses anything. Perry may have lost the match, but not by pinfall or submission, simply because his endurance gave out, and despite how hard he fought, he physically couldn't take any more. Meanwhile, Travis earns a second victory in a row and keeps his mean streak, as he was much more ruthless than any other competitor we've seen to this point. I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch between him and Ripper, maybe with a stipulation attached, although I'm also hoping Rip books Slade with the company at some point, as I think the rematch between those two, that was a match made in heaven when I saw it in Limitless. I would love to see that happen in grind. But hey, I'm just a man on the outside looking in. Now that we've run down those first few shows, I'm going to hand the mic over to a sponsor, and then we're going to preview the next event, which is coming soon. And we're back. The following match card is presented in the order that the matches were announced, and this is for their upcoming show, February 25th, 2022, Gods and Monsters. All right, so in the order that they were announced, Logan Black versus O'Shea Edwards. Jordan Blade versus Delmi Exo. Main Event versus Culture Incorporated. Jay Freddy versus Perry Von Vicious. MSP versus the Saito Brothers. Rip Bison versus Merc. Travis Huckabee versus Nolo Catano. And Rob Killjoy versus Mike Skyros. What a match card we have here. O'Shea Edwards gets to make his grind debut and, to my knowledge, his first match in New England since Ring of Honor's is mass release. Logan Black is undefeated in grind, so this may be a never chance to put over the regular talent. Still, O'Shea Edwards has an air of pure power around him, so I'd be interested to see him become a regular with the company. Only one women's match, again, and it doesn't feature Davey End for once. Instead, we are going to see the grind debut of Delmi Exo. And from the promo she has been cutting on her socials, it appears she's making a heel turn. A fresh change of character, as well as this being her first match within her own company, sees an easy call for who the winner will be. I could see Delmi building up as the women's division's top heel, so that way it'll be a bigger deal when her and Davian eventually clash. Main Event's return is certainly welcome. I foresee them continuing to a 3-0 record once they beat Culture Incorporated. And while we are on the tag team division, I could see MSP versus the Saito Brothers going either way. The Saitos are coming from All Japan Pro Wrestling, and it's common in the Japanese culture for wrestlers to go on an extended foreign excursions to hone their craft and further pay their dues. So it is completely plausible that MSP gets the win after a very back-and-forth contest. However, depending on how much longer they're expected to be in America, the Saitos could win to kick off the start of an extended run. Either way, this match is definitely the early candidate for match of the night, so keep your eyes on them. Jay Freddy and Perry Von Vicious facing each other is an interesting face-versus-face match. This could be a way for Perry to get a win back against a respected competitor, or perhaps it's Jay Freddy's turn with the spotlight. Meanwhile, we have some matches that seem to underwhelm on paper. Rip Bison has had a strong run against his opponents that are of a different tier than Merc. Though we haven't seen Merc compete since the first show, and he did have a good enough showing there, I see Rip getting another victory and riding that hometown pop to a good showing. I do dare both of those competitors to prove me wrong, but I honestly don't foresee this match being the one the audience leaves thinking back on. And I'll admit, I don't know much about either Rob Killjoy or Mike Skyros, so I can't speak on them much at all. I do look forward to Nolo Catano's return, but with it being against Travis Huckabee, it doesn't appear he's going to be conscious much longer. While Travis's win seems all but certain, Nolo is an act that's on the verge of getting fully over. An upset win here could be enough for him to ride a wave of momentum. That said, with no titles introduced yet, there's not much reason to kill such a top heel's momentum. Either way, I hope everyone's ready for a good show. Now to help you guys get to that show, this is how I do it. Go to the Facebook page of Pro Wrestling Grind. Okay, you doing it? Are you doing it? Come on, get it together, guys. Either get it together or write it down. I don't care. But go to the Facebook page of Pro Wrestling Grind. Then go to the Events tab of their page. Click on Gods and Monsters. Let me know if I'm going too slow for you. And then, next to the blue going button, will be a button that says Find Tickets. From here, you'll be brought to the company's Eventbrite page. As it stands, front row seats are only $25 and general admission is $15. Now that they have expanded to an 8-match card, it's likely going on until 10 p.m. I mean, from what I understand, the doors open at 7, but the matches don't start till 7:30, so I think that's where my disconnect might have been. This is what happens, guys. You gotta go live. I wanna go live. I wanna see them perform, but I'm up here in New Hampshire, so travel situations and work situations and scheduling conflicts, all blah, 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 blah. But I am gonna make it down to a grind show before the end of the year. I'm gonna say that. I'm going to grind before the end of the year. So keep going to these shows, keep booking them. Speaking of which, if you guys can't make this February show because I'm releasing this episode, like, I don't know, a little over a week before the show, if you guys can't go to it for whatever reason, they are having a never show March 18th. That one's called Price of a Mile. Same time, same location. What do you got to lose? All right, guys, we're going to be covering wrestling a bit more on this show, but next week we'll be hosting a comic chatter where we get to cover the latest Hawkeye miniseries. Thank you to everyone for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Much love, and remember, a healthy New Year's resolution is to see more wrestling.